Welcome to today's Heartland Market Talk. On grain futures, we are higher across the board in turnaround Tuesday fashion. December corn struggling a little bit. It's been lower, it's been steady, but it's losing out to the deferreds today because it's heading for first notice day on Friday. Markets are closed on Thursday, so spec traders have to be out by tomorrow. And of course, today's more of a volume day than tomorrow because a lot of times these big traders, they'll close the books end of today. They'll be gone Wednesday through Sunday as they go to the Hamptons or Aspen, wherever you go when you got $500 million. Anyway, the grain trade friendly. The latest from USDA Secretary of Agriculture Rollins is that some kind of Chinese trade deal is getting signed in the next 1 to 2 weeks. I said some kind of because there's debate on if it's the actual one that we had heard on October 30th. There might be some fluff adjustments in there. Yesterday, we had a small announcement of two cargoes of beans to China. Nothing this morning. I'll bet dollars to donuts we're going to see something tomorrow. And since we're closed on Thursday, the Chinese love that because they're doing business on Thursday. We'll hear something on Friday, which could reignite some more excitement in these beans. Grains are bouncing a little bit. We talk about how grains, more specifically row crops, like to rally from Monday into Thanksgiving. So partly happening right now with the wheat trade up 4 cents on Chicago March, up 4 1/4 right now, 5.39. Kansas March up 5 1/2, 5.28. In Minneapolis, March up 3 1/2 cents at 5.79 1/2. In the corn market, the March contract up 1 3/4, 4.38 1/2. May up 2 1/2, 4.46 3/4. July's gaining 2 3/4 to 4.53 1/4. Soybeans up a penny on January, 11.24 1/4. March gaining 2 cents, 11.34, while May is higher by a penny and 3/4 cents, 11.43 3/4 cents. If you are an active trader of commodity futures, you need to check out Heartland Investor Services trading app. The markets are moving fast, and you need to know what they're doing. Now, you do not have to place your orders on the app if you don't want to. You can call our brokers. They'll take care of it for you. But in order to see what's going on, this trading app is a must-see. Check it out. At heartlandinvest.com, call us 701-222-0221. Well, the cattle market kind of finally shook off the ills that it had yesterday's lock limit down on the news that Tyson would be closing the Lexington, Nebraska plant on January 20th and also reducing its staffing at an Amarillo facility to just one shift a day. That means you have less negotiated cattle capable of being negotiated, which gives more leverage basically to the packers because most of the cattle today are formula cattle. And so with that, the market got pretty upset with it yesterday. We found a low this morning that maybe can be of significance. Both the December and February live cattle contracts hit a low right after the opening of 204.5. Currently, December cattle are down 37 cents, 206.82. February off 40 cents, 207.12. April cattle, they're up 37 cents, 208.27. June up $1.50, 203.22. The January feeders, they opened just above 300, got down to 299.52 briefly this morning before rocketing off those lows about $7 presently. About $9 off the lows is what we had seen for a rally. No, actually, we had a $10 trading range again today. Well, actually, yesterday we had no trading range. We just opened limit down and stayed there. That was the first time in a while. The Jan feeders buoying above that $300 mark, helping March level off at about $300 as well today. About the only shoe left to drop right now would be the Mexican border being reopened, which probably won't occur for another 30 to 60 days, that conversation. Mexico did make that comment a while back that they're going to be screw worm free by mid-2026. We'll see about that. But I'm sure news will surface probably in late January about any potential data that supports it. So we'll see. January feeders today up $1.62, 306.60. March up 257, $300.37. April's up 245, 298.55. August feeders up 292. 297.10. I should note box beef today. Higher on the choice by $1.56. We're at 372.05. Select up $3.46. 358.97. The only trade we've seen out there is the dress trade in Nebraska. $330 down 15 from last week on 750 head. not reported yesterday, but I've heard some Nebraska cattle traded yesterday at 208, and they got their fill. That would have been down about $13 from last week. Hogs are mixed. December up 12 cents, 78.32. February off 35 cents, 78.82. April is higher by 25 cents, 82.77. And the metal markets recovering today. February gold, we're rolling to that. December's go deliverable on Friday. The liquidity is all moving to February gold right now, up $40 at $4,170. March silver up 50 cents, $51.46, while the dollar index loses 45 cents to 99.63. Odds are growing we're going to see an interest rate cut in December at their next Federal Reserve meeting. Bitcoin today, though, on the December contract, down $1,715, $87,845 last. And crude oil lower today as rumors build that we may, but I doubt it, but we may have a potential Russian-Ukrainian peace agreement maybe coming together. Of course, that would remove sanctions on Russian oil and allow that to move more freely. Crude oil today on the January contract, down $1.08, $57.76. Gasoline January, down 3 cents a gallon, $1.79.5. And diesel fuel continues to tumble after spiking last week on refinery problems. We're down 5.5 cents a gallon, $2.31. Any questions? You can always find us at heartlandinvest.com, 701-222-0221. Thank you for listening, and have a profitable day. Just a reminder to always remember, past results are not indicative of future results. Consider risk carefully before ever investing. Our analogy is made with the best known information that is expected to be true and known, but it changes by the hour in the commodity markets. And so something that could have been considered fact can change as the facts change.